Senator Mark Begich says 31 Alaska post offices are no longer under the threat of closure. In late July, the cash-strapped Postal Service announced it would study 36 branches in Alaska for possible closure or consolidation. The five post offices that remain under review are the Anchorage Postal Store and sites in Douglas, at Fort Wainwright, and at Elmendorf and Eielson Air Force Bases. Juneau residents turned out in force last night to urge U.S. Postal Service officials not to close the Douglas Post Office. And for the approximately 150 people who packed the Mount Jumbo Gym last night, it's more than just a place to pick up mail and send packages. It's part of the community. In fact, Douglas Post Office clerks Lee Kearney and Dean Ruby were grand marshals of the Douglas 4th of July parade last year, as pointed out by John Sandor and others.
I would be shocked if there's another post office in the country that had whose postal workers served as grand marshals.
Most of those who testified were Douglas residents who like the convenience of having a post office nearby. But several said they live on the Juneau side of the bridge, but drive into Douglas rather than use the federal building station downtown. Jack Cadigan gave his top three reasons why he prefers Douglas.
Parking, parking, and parking. I counted, perhaps incorrectly, but 13 parking spaces, 30 minutes each, to service the main post office and the entire federal building, all seven stores and all the other agencies that are there. There's 15 right down here on Douglas. We can come over here with packages. We can bring them in. We can get them shipped. We can get them mailed. And it's great.
Edwin Soto, president of the American Postal Workers Union Local 3323 in Juneau, said seniors, people with disabilities, and businesses in Douglas would take the biggest hit if the post office were to close. He argued the Postal Service's savings would be modest at best, and said the real reason for the agency's financial problems is a 2006 postal reform law that requires the USPS to pre-fund future retiree health care benefits.
An obligation that no other federal agency or private business must bear.
Diane Horbachuk, U.S. Postal Service District Manager for Alaska, was one of three Anchorage-based USPS officials who heard the testimony. She said public input will be just one of the factors taken into consideration as the agency decides which post offices to shutter. Another factor she mentioned was the cost of running each location.
At this point, we have not made that decision. We're going to go back and look at all our data, take into account the comments, and make a decision. If we do make a decision that goes against what the community feels it should be, then you will be given the notice of what to do for what we would call an appeal. And that will be spelled out, and we will post that in the post office.
Earlier this week, Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe warned Congress that the Postal Service could lose $10 billion in the fiscal year that closes at the end of this month, and the agency is in danger of defaulting as it reaches its borrowing limit.